Thank you for having me. My name is Bruce James. I'm in Ventura, California. I was introduced to the product about 2 months ago. I'm an avid mountain biker, and I hadn't seen any of the videos, never heard of ASEA. And a good friend of mine introduced me to the product. I should pretty much back up a little bit. I hadn't ridden my mountain bike in a little over a month. I do that about once a year, not a good thing. But typically I go about three times a week. So I went out. I knew what would happen. I have a trek that I go on, and I have these what I call pinnacle points. It's the same trail that I've gone on for years. And I know if I hit these pinnacle points, I know that I'm at least doing what I'm supposed to be doing. It's about a 12-mile trip that I do in the evening time. And so I went, and I was stopping a minimum of five times before I was hitting my first pinnacle point, which is not a good thing, and my heart rate was through the roof. So the next evening, I was invited again on another ride. I was going to go with a buddy of mine who does about 300 miles a week. And my buddy, another buddy of mine, came in, Chip Bartley. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. Came in and introduced me to the product, and I was very skeptical, to say the least. And he gave me a bottle of it. Said, "Look, you gotta take 3 ounces of this stuff before you ride tonight." So I did. We got on the ride, and I passed three of those pinnacle points before I stopped. And when I did stop, my breathing stopped, my cardio slowed down to a point where I could actually talk and breathe within 30 seconds. And my buddy, who's the avid road biker, came up and said, well, placebo effect maybe? He goes, baloney. He says, it's all in your mind. Follow me. So the next the 2 or 3 miles was a major switchback. And I stayed about 10 seconds behind this guy, which is not the norm. The entire way up this thing, we got to the top, and he looked at me. I stopped breathing in 30 seconds. He goes, "Oh my gosh!" He says, "That's incredible." I go, "I know. This is really weird." So the entire evening was that way. It was really odd, to say the least. The next day, thinking that this awesomeness that I saw the night before was me, of course, and so I attempted to try it one more time on another trek that I go on. It's on the road. And that's about a 32-degree climb. I've done that one for the last 6 years. And it's about a mile long, never done it any more than twice, and never faster than second gear on a mountain bike. So that kind of tells you just how steep it was. And started out in third gear, went all the way to the top, about a mile long, got to the top, spun around, put my foot on the curb. I always check my pulse. 30 seconds later, boom, I could literally carry on a conversation, which is, okay, that's interesting. So I went back down again, came back up third gear, same exact thing. And at this point, I'm realizing that it certainly wasn't me during this time or the night before. So I went down and came back up again in third gear, and it was mind-blowing to me, just mind-blowing. So about 30 yards from the top, I dropped it into the lowest gear I could and sprinted to the top. And obviously my heart rate came up, but nothing close to what it's been in the past. I'm 52. And spun around, put my foot on the curb, literally timed my pulse rate, 30 seconds. At that point, I got on my phone and called Chip up, and I said, "I don't know what this stuff is, lack of better words, but I want in." And just an incredible product. I was just, it was the oddest thing I'd ever experienced. And basically, I find myself doing stuff that I was doing back 15, 20 years ago. So, amazing stuff.